Unlocking potential, one dream at a time, on the CJ Moneyway Show.
Sit back and relax. You're listening to the Moneyway Show.
What's up, my good people? Can you imagine a world where every person you meet has an extraordinary story to tell? Well, welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show, the podcast that brings those stories right to your ears. And I'm your host, CJ Moneyway. And I'm on a mission to discover the extraordinary in everyday life. You'll hear heartfelt, real-life stories from individuals who have formed their own path, shattered stereotypes, and transformed their personal challenges into becoming a driving force for positive change. On the CJ Moneyway Show, we dive into the cultural issues and celebrate the uniqueness of diverse communities. But that's not all. Join us as we journey into the realm of self-help, personal growth, engaging with experts and everyday heroes alike to inspire, enlighten, and entertain. Get ready to be moved, to be inspired, and to discover the untold stories that surround us every day. This is the CJ Moneyway Show, unveiling the extraordinary within the ordinary. So what you waiting for? Dive in, join us, and become part of our community of storytellers. And welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Moneyway Show.
Moneyway Show.
With your host, CJ Moneyway. Let's go.
Yo, this your boy CJ Moneyway. Welcome to the Moneyway Show. So I appreciate all you guys that's listening to me out there, Podcast Worlds, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you're listening to the podcast at, and you rocking with the Moneyway Show. I just want to show you some love. I just want to tell you I appreciate you guys. Keep on rocking with me. I got some new things coming up. I got some a lot of new interviews coming up, man. Very interesting interviews down the pipeline. So I just want to give you a more in-depth of myself moving forward. So every other Wednesday, I'll be coming out with just myself. I do a lot of interview podcast shows, but I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate you, and I just want to touch bases with you guys. And so I want you guys to give me some feedback. Let me know what you would want to hear. Let me know what, you know, what's on your mind, or some of the things or some of the topics that you would like to hear on the Moneyway Show. And I'd be glad to put it out there. People that's listening to the Moneyway Show, if you want to be a part of the Moneyway Show, hit me up on my emails. Everything is on my site in the show notes. So just hit me up. I want to get more in depth. Like I said, I want to get more personal with you guys and you a little bit about myself and talk about some things that's relatable to us. That's the whole reason that I built this platform, is to unite with people. I built the platform for the everyday man and woman for the simple fact that I looked around and I seen that there were a lot of podcasts out there that was mainly celebrity podcasts, talking about celebrity stuff. Not saying that we don't have any underground podcasts where people bring it on, those whose stories haven't been told, but I just wanted to do it in a different fashion, in a different way, and in a CJ Moneyway way. And so, like I said, this is why I built the platform. I built it for you. So if you want to join the Moneyway Show, just hit me up. You know, I'm not hard to find. Just hit me up. Say, hey, CJ, I want to come on the Moneyway Show and I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. And we can make it happen. Trust me. I'm very transparent. I fit you into my schedule, because if it wasn't for you guys listening to the Moneyway Show, rocking with me, and then I wouldn't be doing the 2-3 episodes after I saw that wasn't nothing jumping off, I would have quit. But I want to be entertaining and inspiring, and I also want to educate, because there's a lot of things in life that we just miss. And, you know, I just want to touch on some of them things that some people not talking about, or just some things that people are afraid to talk about because of their status and because of what they're afraid they'll lose. But, right here on the Moneyway Show, I'm not afraid of what I will lose, because I don't have nothing to lose. You know, I really don't. I'm doing it out of the, because that's just where it's at. I'm an everyday person. I work every day. Matter of fact, I work more than probably a lot of you guys, to be honest with you. I do a lot of 16 because I got to put food in my family mouth. And also, you know, and I thank God that this, in the same sense that it helps me to do what I'm doing. Sometimes in life, God puts you in a position where you're able to do the things that he has called you to do. And so if I wasn't where I was at right now and able to make the type of money that I was making, then I wouldn't be able to do this. But I wanted to do this years ago, but I didn't have the finances, even though I tried to do it. And now that I see moving forward doing this, that it's a grind, it's a hustle. So I'm hustling. I'm hustling for you guys. And like I said, I really appreciate you listening to the Money Way Show. I'm very shocked of, I'm happy and I'm very shocked of the response and the places where the Money Way Show is reaching. New York, LA, Texas, Utah, Miami, Chicago. Big shout out to Chicago. And I say that because I'm right around the corner, 30 minutes away outside of Chicago. So I thank you guys for rocking with the Money Way Show. I'm trying to, you know, let's make this thing worldwide, man. But like I say, since you guys rocking with the Money Way Show, I'm going to try to be more involved with you. I want you guys to be more involved with me. Like I say, hit my emails up. Hit me on Facebook. Hit me on Twitter. Hit me on Instagram. Hit me on my website. Anywhere you can hit me at, hit me and say, hey, CJ, I want to be on your show. And trust me when I say this, we can make that happen. October, I'm coming up with another podcast called Talking That Talk with CJ. And men, I'm coming straight at you. So put your 3D glasses on, like Benny Siegel said. Put your 3D glasses on because I'm coming straight at you, man. I got some brothers that's going to come with some fire as well. I just did an interview with a guy today named Ahmad. Motivational speaker, and his aim is for men, and we had a lot in common. So I got him coming on board, man. Hey, men, I'm coming at you, man. Like going through this thing, even now on Wednesdays, we just gonna go uncut, unedited, uncut. Any mistakes? I just want you guys to get a feel of me because I'm not perfect. I'm just starting off in this podcasting world, and the more that I explore, the more I see that I have to do, the more things that I have to work on, the more things that I have to implement. And so I thank you guys for rocking with me through this rocky start and getting through, and starting Friday. There's some things that I've added on, so I hope that you will enjoy that. Or if you don't, let me know so I can tweak that up, so I can change it. So this is what Wednesday's going to be about. We might talk about a couple of subjects here and there, but on Wednesday, it's just us. It's me and you. It's me and the Money Way crew. Hey, so tell your friends. Tell them to share. That's rock with this thing. That's rock it out. So like I say, in October, I got this Talk That Talk with CJ, so I hope you guys be ready to tune in to that. Women, I'm not excluding you because I do believe that a lot of times when men talk about men or we talk about ourselves, that it truly involves you guys. And the reason that I say that is because if men are supposed to be leaders, then the women that's following them have to have a place to go. But if a man is not leading you in the right direction, then why should a woman follow him? And so there are some things that's going to be said. There are some things that's going to put that I know personally that I'm going to put out on the traits of men. And I'm a big believer that if I'm not leading you nowhere, then there's no reason for you to follow. It's an old saying back in the day to say that blind leading the blind. So women, please tune in and hear some of the traits and some of the things that we as men do. I'm going to be very transparent. That's just how I am. I had a rocky life. I've done some things. I live foul, man. You'll have to check that out in my book coming out next year called Mud G, The Confessions of a Rolling Stone. Some people going to hate him. Some people going to love him. Some people ain't going to believe some of the things that he did. Some people going to be that. But, you know. It is what it is. And so, yeah, be on the lookout for that, man. That's going to be my life story. Mud G, The Confessions of a Rolling Stone. And I'm going to get deep with it. Might make some people mad, but, you know, no names involved or whatever. But they'll know who they are once they read it. But it is what it is. I'm also going to have a book coming out pretty soon entitled The Issues of Life. And in this book, we're going to be talking about, it's just life. It's just something that I had to realize coming up in my trials and tribulations that there's no me without he. And so when I say he, I mean God. And at the end of the day, I can go out here and try to be happy and live this so-called fulfilled life, but my life is not filled if I don't have Christ in my life. I'm just a person just out here wandering around if I don't have that true fulfillment. And true fulfillment comes when a person is living to go to the place that they say that they want to go. A lot of times we say that we want to go to heaven, but do we really? Because we can say one thing, but then do something else, or we can live a lifestyle that is not leading us to where we trying to go, although that's what we saying that we trying to go. I mean, it's just like how we be on Facebook. We'll get a praying hands, and, you know, somebody, family member might pass away and they're posted on Facebook, and we'll say, oh, I'm praying for you. Then you strolling through 100 more things on Facebook. Ain't prayed not one time. I had to try to get out of that myself. Times I still be guilty of it. But for the most part, if I say that I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to pray for you. I give a quick prayer out as I'm going through it. If I say I'm going to pray, I'm going to pray. And so I say that to say that's the same way that we do with our lives at times. We say that we want to do one thing, but then do another. God leads us to different places in life, and then we get there, we pray for him to lead us and guide us to where we trying to go. Then once we get there, we don't give him thanks. You know, and so those are some of the things that I'll be talking about in the issues of life. So be tuned to that. These are some of the discussions and some of the things I'll probably be talking about on Wednesday, including some of the things that you guys send me, some of the feedback that you guys send me. Like I say, I want to talk about every, if anybody send me a topic and they say that, hey, CJ, hey, talk about this today, I'm going to talk about it. It may not be the next week. It may not be the week after that, because a lot of times, just to give you a behind the scenes theme on podcasting, or, you know, anything that you do when you dealing with multiple people and multiple things, is that you get a backlog. And so, like, today I did an interview. Today is what, April 15th? And so I did an interview today, but that interview is not going to be released till July 26th. So you get a backlog, and so you get certain topics, you get so many interviews coming through. So some things, I'm not saying that it's on a back burner, it's just in line. So, but anyway, if you give me something, I'm going to put it in line, and at some point it's going to come on the CJ Moneyway show. Trust me and believe me when I say that. To close out, I got another book that's about to be, well, it's a book that I actually published in 2015. It got re-edited, got a new book cover. And I'm going to be honest, when I first got the book and when it was first published and everything, I didn't like the reading of it. Even before I had them to republish it or re-edit it, because it was very choppy. It was very choppy, to say the least. I will say that. And even after he did it and he came back, you know, it was still choppy. But it was my first book. He liked my material that I did. And so he put it out there, little or nothing. So I really couldn't complain about it. I was very excited to be put on Amazon to see myself out there on Amazon on a book cover, you know, 15-year dream of mine. I let it go how it was, but just reading it, you know, it was a hard read. It was, but what was even harder is that the book was published November 15th, 2015, and my father passed away November 22nd, 2015. So that was exactly a week later after my book was published, and which is entitled Both Eyes Open and Both Eyes Shut. On 1 week, eyes was open, and on 1 week, eyes was shut. And so needless to say, it took a lot out of me. I didn't market the book like that. I didn't promote the book like that because my father, he was like my best friend. You know, we could talk about the word of God. We always, even when I was younger coming up, we had a strong bond. I would drive, you know, I'd be waiting on him to get off work just to take his car, go out and do my thing. That's just, you know, every car that I had until I got grown. Got it from my old man. My old man gave me every car that he had, man. I miss my dad, and I wish that he could see me doing what I'm doing now. But it's better to have a relationship with your father, with your mother, than not to have a relationship at all. You know, you can always cherish those moments and always reach back on some things that was said to you, that was brought to you. You know, I was raised in a two-family home, so I was blessed to have a mother and father in the house my whole life. So there's nothing that I really can complain about. Do I miss them? Yes. But I know that God's timing is not my timing. Like the Bible say, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We can question things. We can get down on certain things and whatnot. But hey, at the end of the day, it is what it is, because Debbie Downer, not to be a Debbie Downer on here, but at the end of the day, each and every last one of us is going to have to take that ride at some point in life. And so it's not about taking a ride, because that's evident. We're going to have to do it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind or in your minds that it's going to happen, because we've all lost loved ones and none of them have came back. So it's going to happen. So one day we're all going to take that ride as well. But before we take that ride, and this is what I want to just shout out to my Money Way listeners right now. Before we take that ride, get your life right. Get your life right. Get it right. Start reading your word. Start praying more. Start giving thanks more. You know, I know sometimes we take a lot of things for granted. We take life for granted. We take God for granted. We just feel as though sometimes that things should just happen just because. No, that's not life. Life is being thankful even when you didn't get what you wanted. But I'm thankful just to see another day. And so that's what I'm all about on the Money Way Show. Like I say, I just wanted to kickstart this one off just to let you guys know that on Wednesdays, this is what I'm going to be coming out with. Heartfelt, straight gutter, straight to the point, unedited. CJ Money Way in the house, because like I say, I really appreciate you guys rocking with me. I'm overwhelmed with What a Money Way Show is really hitting at right now. Big shout out, like I said, to New York. I love you guys. Keep rocking with your boy. We're going to come with some bigger and better things. I'm telling you. LA, man. Come on, man. Here it is. A Midwest guy. A Midwest guy sitting up there. I got people in LA listening to the Money Way Show, man. I would have never thought that. Hey, Magic, come on the Money Way Show, man. You know, you my role model. You and Kobe. A1, A2. Miss my guy. Go back and listen to the Kobe tribute that I did, man, in February. Then you'll see the love that I got for Kobe. But I'm a big Magic. That's how I started off liking sports, especially basketball. You know, it was Magic Johnson 1980. So I've been a Laker fan for 44 years now. So long time Laker fan. So like I say, hey, Magic, man, come on the Money Way Show, man. I love to have my role model. And so yeah, man, so this is how we're going to do it on the Money Way Show. Rock with your boy. Send me some feedbacks. Hey, rate the show on Apple Podcasts if you rocking with your boy. Hey, go ahead and leave me a comment, rate it. I don't care if it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rating, whatever. Whichever way you feel, you know, because everybody feel differently about certain things. But I know those of you guys who's rocking with me, hey, go ahead and leave your boy, drop your boy a comment, man. Drop your boy a rating so we can get this Money Way show rocking worldwide. Hey, till next time, it's your boy CJ Money Way. I'm out.